ordered.
Okay.
Approval of minutes of the last meeting.
Nothing stood out and slapped me in the face. I will make a motion to accept the minutes from last week's meeting.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any additions, deletions, corrections?
Nope.
I particularly like the...
That is dark.
Oh, did you get a perfect copy? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Not to worry.
Oh, I took those out today.
Not to worry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, discussion of the proposed change in zoning regulations, just the table, you want to give everybody an overview of what we have to do?
I was going to make suggestions if you wanted to consider that change, yeah. And it's very simple. So, oh, okay.
You're on.
Basically, in our table of uses, it would just involve adding in our table. In the PUD residential box to put a designation there in the commercial district. And normally things are done by conditional use, but it could be either planning commission or zoning board, depending upon your feelings. Right now, PUD residential is allowed in downtown by its zoning board, in the residential district by planning commission, and in the rural district by planning commission. The PUD mixed uses is allowed in downtown by conditional use by the zoning board, in commercial by conditional use, and in rural by conditional use by the zoning board. So we have the definition of PUD in our definitions that doesn't need to be changed, could stay the same. So it would just be putting a designation in that box for commercial to allow it and which way someone would be referred. Yep, whether to the zoning board. The difference with the zoning board, it's an automatic public hearing. They have more criteria that they are supposed to be looking at in a zoning board hearing for a conditional use. So the planning commission has the ability to consider something minor, and in this case, if it was an actual PUD, I would not think you would consider that minor, and you would have a site plan review, which again, if you look at what you would review for a site plan review, it is less than a zoning board would look at for a conditional use review. So I might suggest you consider conditional use for that, but that's up to your feeling.
So that's the only thing that we should look at for the update of the zoning?
We don't have to actually, the good news is we don't have to actually make another whole
category or definition.
All we gotta do is add it.
Oh, it's Deb.
It's just a little timeout.
Hello.
Hi.
You're on speaker, Deb.
I'm sorry, I'm running a little late. I will be there in a few minutes.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Do you have a quorum?
Yes, yep. We do.
Okay, I'll be there shortly.
Okay, sure. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
So, I forgot that she started her full-time job this week.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And Bob, did you tell the other commissioners of your discussion with our regional planning director there about the question of...
Yeah, he was actually quite surprised it wasn't part of our zone.
Is that Gary?
Devin. He was quite surprised it wasn't part of the already in our zoning. It's kind of like he thought it as a no-brainer. Why wouldn't it be? So I think we already got to the point where we wanted to add it. And then Phil figured out we just needed to add it into the chart. The question for us is whether we want to make it conditional, therefore getting the zoning board involved, or we want to keep it with us. And the more people that see something like that, the better, is my opinion. So I'd be in favor of conditional, but I don't know what you guys think.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't either. It kind of precipitates having a hearing, you know, if you do it that way. Do we still review it as a site plan?
No, if it's a conditional use, it goes just to the zoning board, but one of the considerations in the zoning board criteria is that it follows the planning commission's criteria as well. So they have their own criteria, but at the end of that, it indicates that it should also follow the requirements of the planning commission site plan review.
You know, a question I have that I didn't think to research at all was, depending on timing, if somebody gets involved, they may also be under the subdivision rules.
Yes.
So can you think off the top of your head, is there anything here that may
interfere with that or clash with that change in some way? No.
The only thing we would do is say whether it's a major or, what I thought, but I didn't know.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be, again, that would be planning commission's purview for the subdivision regs.
Yep.
So nothing involving the zoning board, but yeah, it would go through whichever you chose for the route it would take with subdivision regs. But it wouldn't make any difference if it was a mixed use or a residential PUD. It would be same as, wouldn't affect the process, other than what you're looking at with subdivision regs for whatever the use is. You know, I'm just saying it wouldn't make it more difficult, as far as I can tell, for someone with a PUD mixed use or a PUD residential if they wanted to subdivide something off. And again, the idea, just to be sure everyone's clear, is that it gives flexibility with an applicant and a developer to design either a residential or a mixed use, commercial and residential, to design what they would like to do with a building here, a green space there. You know, it allows some flexibility with the zoning regs for someone to have an overall project that has wiggle room with the zoning requirements.
Yeah, my example, the one that stuck with me, is that if you had that, and particularly up at the airport, which is where this all came up, that trailer park there, that somebody wants to buy and do something. They're exploring the, and they ask the question, that's how this got that. How come you can't do a PUD in commercial? And it was just an oversight by us, really.
So what you're talking about, what we have to change, is this?
Yeah.
On page 22, at the top of the page,
okay.
You see PUD mixed uses, and you see PUD residential. So you need to plug into that box in the commercial district, looking down from commercial.
PUD conditional.
Yeah, a C for conditional use, or a P.
So this
for
needs to
commercial.
This needs to be now, a C, yeah,
so,
right there.
So it. I'll finish my example. My example was, you could then put housing there, blow that place out, put housing in there, and you could put a small grocery store or, more importantly, a daycare center. You could build that into the project, and it would be it would right. fit if we did it that, if we did what we're going to do. The other question is, it's a change, so we have to have a hearing. So
you, and I'm saying, if you are going to go ahead with the proposal for the subdivision regs,
and the,
you
and
could
historic.
Do both at the same time, any yep. change, and make sure with regional there's not something different with state law.
No, they were quite shocked that it wasn't. So, you know, they weren't shocked. They were just
right.
like, why did that happen?
Right,
and
but I'm saying,
saw it.
Since we did the update, if the, I don't know all the legislation that's gone through with the state,
right. yeah.
and the regional should know if there's something that is required to be modified from our last zoning update. You know what I'm saying? But I would think that you could have everything in one set of hearings for an update for the zoning. That could be included yeah. when you're doing the
yeah, yeah.
proposed subdivision.
Yeah, we've got the subdivision, we've got this PUD change, and we've got the historical district down those
right.
things.
Those regs.
Yep. So it'd be an involved meeting, possibly, but it would be all at once.
Yeah.
That would be the way to go. But so what we need to do is make a motion to change it as we feel we should, and then we'll add that to the future.
Make a motion to add the commercial to the PUD residential
as a condition. As a conditional
use.
If that's what everybody wants,
yeah.
that means that it goes to the zoning board. It kind of leapfrogs over us. But
I just think it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Yeah, especially.
Hi.
So yes, I'll make that motion.
Oh, poor thing, are you tired? I hope things are going well over at.
Yeah,
great. So where we're at, just as you're trying to get comfortable, is we're talking about the PUD designation.
Right.
And all we have to do is change the chart.
The chart, and put a C under
okay.
the commercial.
To add commercial, and where it says commercial,
right.
add PUD. The suggestion by Phil, and I think everybody else agreed, but as long as you're here, we'll hear you too. Is to make it a conditional use so it goes to the zoning board.
Yeah.
And so that they have their, they can say that, which the only direct result for us is it leapfrogs us and goes to them immediately.
Right.
So that's where we're at. We're just about
thing.
Ready to get
right.
a motion out of the end here.
Right.
yes.
Oh, very good.
Up like a big
you are. Yeah. Hey, it was a long time before I made a motion.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, so I make a motion that we add conditional use to the PUD residential in the zoning regulations.
Is there a second?
I second that.
Everybody, is that are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, you just want to indicate for the commercial zoning district
right.
that change is proposed.
Yeah. Okay, add that in there.
So that's where we will be, and we will. What the other end of that story is we'll add that to our public hearing that we're going to have for subdivision regs and for the downtown historic district.
Good.
So there'll be three things on that agenda, yeah. which will probably make it drag a little bit.
but it'll all be over.
but yeah, that'll be all done at once. So everyone understand what we're voting on?
Can we say it one more time? Because I don't think that I caught your motion completely. I've got it's scratched out. So you are motioning to add
conditional use in the commercial district on the PUD residential.
I did already.
Commercial district. Conditional use to commercial district on PUD residential. Okay.
Okay.
So we have to vote.
Yep. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed?
Thank you.
This meeting will come to a complete
thank you
halt
for
now.
Saying it again.
I have your
pen. I remember what I said.
I know.
I watch her.
I'm telling you.
I can only have two pencils.
You don't bring your tools to school.
That thing that I posted was really funny.
Okay, so the other end of that story is we've got a new, that I believe Logan, we've got a new, with all the strikes and
additions. Oh, very good.
So it would lead me to believe that it's probably not worth the trouble to go through this all again.
Mm-hmm. No, I sat and read it all word for word like an hour ago.
Yeah, and so if anything didn't jump out at you, I read the old one. But I didn't read this, so I didn't know we had this.
Yeah.
Because I missed that email somehow, which is not hard for me. So what I would suggest is we all plow through this, see if anything tickles your fancy or doesn't. And then on, what would that be, May 21st?
The next meeting?
21st?
Yes. Yep.
So May 21st. We should have, I should be able to get the trick would be to get, if there's anything that's wrong, let me know
before
that, and then I'll get, it shouldn't be too hard for Logan to put together a final draft that we can vote for and then present it, vote and start the process going for public hearings, if I'm not wrong. And the other thing that may have to happen at that time, too, is we'll have to, if we vote for the public hearing for this, we'll have to vote for the public hearing for the PUD change and the historical change. So they're all on the same night.
Okay.
So if you don't, you may not have a copy of the historical.
I know.
Okay. I will. Do you have, can you get it?
I'm sure someplace there in all the paperwork. I'm always worried that I don't have the latest current. Greatest, you know.
Let me lay that on Logan, because Logan has that. And we'll get one to you and get a final copy to all of us. We should have a final draft for this, the historical, downtown historical, and the one change, which we can use the minutes, the through minutes.
Is he coming to our next meeting?
I think he probably has to, but the problem is Monday, this month is just horrible.
Right. So I wanted to let you know in the EDC or channel, I don't know if you talked to Glenn.
Yes. Sorry.
Have you talked to Glenn?
I haven't talked to Glenn. I figured we'd talk to you and get the update.
So we did the community reinvestment agreement and the bylaws, and so we have a pretty solid draft, which I sent to Logan and Gary Holloway. And
what is this for? I missed the beginning.
This is for the downtown designation, just other documents that are needed, and they were so the EDC is being changed, like the bylaws are being rewritten and it's being changed to fulfill the requirements for the downtown organization that kind of handles the
economic development commission and
stuff.
Fairhaven Partnership.
Yeah, so the basically the reinvestment agreement is something that you get various stakeholders, different, you know, be they business owners, property owners, representatives of organizations that might have an interest in the downtown. So maybe the Rotary, the
American Legion,
Eagles
Club,
the Chamber of Commerce, so various groups get people to sign on to say we support the efforts of, you know, the EDC to do these things. We've got the bylaws revised and to include this idea of it not just being a group of a few town officials, but also including these other people. Because you're basically trying to demonstrate to the state that there's a broad part of our community that's really committed to trying to improve our town, right? So we've got that done. So the one thing that I think is still outstanding that hasn't been done is the under point 7 in this handout, the leaflet that we got, the downtown organization that 5-year strategic plan with a description of goals, objectives, strategies for implementation and timeline for completion. In the Hardwick application that we're using as a template, there was a pretty nice 5-year plan that you could easily take parts of our town plan and kind of plug them into a document
and just reference
based
back
that.
To the town plan, kind of.
As
per town plan or something like that?
I think you'd have to actually take parts of the town plan, copy-paste, paraphrase,
yeah.
Because they want you to state, like, these goals. Are they short-term, mid-term, long-term, and also they want to see that you have a variety of revenue streams, and we talked about that you have the EDC's budget, there's the town's revolving loan fund, right? Like, those are both, revenue streams that you could say are going towards, the goals here, but that might not be enough. I think Logan said it might not be enough, so maybe we need to get creative on, we will fundraise for the Fairhaven Blooms annual project to beautify the downtown, stuff like that. But anyway, there has to be a document that shows what's the plan.
I think once we get the bylaws and what was the other one?
The reinvestment.
And we get all the zoning changes,
yeah.
Then our next big step would be those plans. And,
so,
which means, that's why I kept saying we're not going to have the summer off.
Yeah, so the thing is, like I said to Glenn, like, I don't know if maybe because these are the plans that are supposed to be implemented by the Economic Development Committee and Downtown Partnership, does it fall to us in the EDC to do that? And he was like,
no, that's us.
That sounds hard. And I think just because there's kind of, we're the planning commission. The plan.
It's us, and we have the template, like you say, we have the template of the town plan, which has all those goals and work to endeavors that we can.
But maybe,
like you said, move into that as a 5-year plan or something.
So I'm just thinking, because I know, we're all, busy with different things. Maybe it would be good to print out the 5-year plan from the Hardwick application, and then everybody, if we all have the 5-year plan, the town plan, and we look at them together and say, like, okay, what... how can we plug this information into this template? Like maybe we should have a couple of meetings that we just devote to that.
Yeah.
Because that I can see being, it's going to take some time.
Yeah.
And I got the feeling from the EDC that other people don't really want it.
Yeah, and it's not theirs. I mean, this is a more official committee than the EDC. They're kind of an ad hoc.
Yeah.
As opposed to us, who are
government.
We government. We're government.
Government.
But yeah, I think it's us.
Okay.
I think it's the natural next step after all this stuff is done. Or at least in the process. I mean, if we do the 21st and we are able to approve all the drafts of the is it the 21st?
But that's your goal on the 21st is to vote on
to approve, and then we can start the timeline for our we have to have two public hearings, right?
At least one, I think. And okay. I'm not sure whether you're required to have two unless you have input that would require you to make changes and then hold another.
Okay, that makes sense.
The select board might have to have two, I think, but...
I can ask Dan and I can ask Logan.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Yeah, and so that would get us... That would get us into the timeline. That would start that process, and everything would you know, we're just waiting for the town, for the public hearings. So the next meeting after that would be June. Well, I'm looking at June. I was looking through. So June 4th.
Uh oh, no, that's not July.
June 4th, yeah. So June 4th would be the first time we could discuss that. It'd be a good work session to start discussion goals. I mean, we got to stay on top of this, so we're going to.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, September is going to show.
Right.
You know, and I am hopeful that Logan will be able to devote a little more time after May because he's, like I said, he's very busy right now, and I can't expect him to do that. But he does have a grant with our name on it, so. So we will.
Right.
Once the mapping and all that stuff, the 181 and all that, is a little bit further along, he can come back to us, help us out. But so it would be good to whatever we can do to help with the bylaws. But that's kind of your guys.
No, that's basically done.
Okay, good.
So
okay.
All we're waiting on is to have. Hopefully, Gary Holloway say, yeah, that looks good.
Okay.
We had a couple of questions, so there might be a little bit of tweaking, but it's probably done.
Good.
Yeah. So then there's the actual taking that reinvestment agreement and actually pitching it to various people to sign. Mm-hmm. You know,
what does that say? What does the
what does it say? I don't have it on paper actually, but it basically is just saying, you know, what the goals are to try and, you know, make it. I'm really tired because I haven't slept much.
You know what?
It's my first full day of work.
It's probably something we should discuss that first meeting as well.
But basically, it's just, you know, all the different goals to try to make it easier for businesses to see, you know, all the resources that are available to them, to make it clear what properties might be available for development, to actively work to improve infrastructure, sidewalks, lighting, blah, 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 in the town, in the downtown, you know, lots of things like that.
Okay, so that being said, the goal is to, I will get the historical stuff to you, and if anybody, I'll just have him re-email that historical document to us all, okay? Which is just changing the zoning laws again to conform with the downtown designation and having zoning regs that mentioned downtown as a historical district. So we'll do that. We'll have a final copy of this. So if anybody has any needed strike-throughs, email the group and email have Logan on that email. If there's nothing, a good.
I mean, the only thing nice, that I would find is nice grammar.
Well, grammar, yeah.
I'm the grammar.
Yeah, that's fine too. I'm perfectly happy with that. My mother would like you.
Yeah.
So we should be prepared with final drafts of the subdivision and the historical and We already have a motion to change the commercial district PUD. So we're good there. We'll move to accept the subdivision, the historical district, and we will have two major things done or in process for the downtown designation. And then at that next meeting, which is the 4th, we start talking about goals, and we can talk about where you guys are, maybe.
It's basically...
We should have some answers. You know what? You can just report what Gary said to him.
So he's going to hopefully come to the June meeting. So okay. That'll be the first Tuesday.
Oh, okay. That'll be right before us.
Yeah, so
oh, good.
It'll be June...
Three.
June 3rd. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, good. That'll work. Yeah. All right. That's good. That's real good. Then. So we're progressing.
We are. We're moving right along.
I would suggest you prepare for maybe an extra meeting in July, maybe an extra meeting in August, depending how where we are, because we want to the goal is to submit the first week of September.
First week of September.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when this is all done, what are we going to do?
We're gonna come in. We're gonna say, do you have any permits? We got some mail, and we're gonna go home.
But it's been so much fun.
Yeah, well, there's that. There is some mail.
Oh.
And this is just announcing the permit to move the Green Mountain Power Station from where it is down playgrounds to up on the other side of the overpass in on Airport Road. So we will have a much improved and much more powerful station, which will be a boom. And it also makes that part of the world much more popular now. The airports of that power station, what I'm trying to say, solar power field. Uh-huh. We've got the possibility of somebody buying the airport park. We've got the new substation up there.
Sorry, of somebody buying what?
The Green Mountain Trailer Park.
Trailer Park.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, that's,
wow, yeah.
Yeah. And
what a great investment.
I know. Okay.
Well, it's a great investment if you need a lot of junk.
Well, they couldn't, you know, I'm sure somebody would scrap metal.
And this is the same thing. This is another. We don't have any input to this.
Except. Not unless you had some negative input you wanted to give. So that goes to the state for approval.
Right.
With the Public Service Board.
Public Service, yeah.
And really, there's nothing with the local input other than if you wrote them and said the Planning Commission thinks this is a god-awful location, idea, you know, had some real reservations that you felt you wanted to pose with the state approval process.
Where exactly is that going, the solar?
As you go through the underpass on Airport Road, mm-hmm. under Route 4, it's going to be on the, first you'll have the substation, which will be in a parcel that's subdivided on the right, mm-hmm. and then you would have the solar field that is a subdivided parcel as well.
That's north of the airport, right? Or is there another one there?
No, it would be south of the airport, I think.
No.
Isn't it like...
No.
To the west?
No,
it's the 100.
It's further?
It's Sheldon's property.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought that it was north. Yeah.
That big cornfield. And now I understand it goes into Roberts' property as well. So
okay.
It's more than 100 acres. It's going to be a big one.
Well, I misunderstood with the subdivision that came along for the substation mm-hmm. to start with.
The substation is all by itself.
Right.
But it's there to accommodate that solar field. So there'll be a connection, and there'll be a road improvement that way. And there's also the potential, there has been some talk where the substation is. That's, I don't know what, that's a couple acres or whatever. Mm-hmm. That particular field is another housing development. But that is way, way out in the
future,
and that would definitely involve our new subdivision rules if we can move them fast enough. But so that part of the world is booming right now. It's kind of good.
How about that town garage?
What? Yeah, that's a great thing. I think.
What was that deal? I didn't hear that.
The town garage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that we've been waiting for an awful long time for them to say they didn't want it.
I went to the dog park yesterday, and they moved all that nasty tire and asphalt pile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it looks nice.
Yeah, except now I can't go out and get stuff to fill my hair. the last thing has to do with the notice of hearing for this particular thing, and it was yesterday.
What? The hearing for the
in front of the well, let's see. We'll hold a scheduling conference on May 26th. Okay, I read that wrong. So it's a scheduling conference up on the substation in Fairhaven. It does not, so that there'll be another notice for when they have a hearing if you want to go to Montpelier and talk to the Public Service Commission.
Well, that's alright.
Yeah. And that's, do you have any other?
No, that's it for mail.
Public comment, young lady, do you have any public comment?
No, Cookie might.
Cookie man.
Cookie is her prize for all
Yes, I know, that's Cookie.
Oh, nice.
All right, Cookie, you're on. Having said that, there is nothing else to talk about, unless anybody has anything.
Anybody go to the meeting last night about the possible moving the town garage up to the...
No, I didn't go. No, I knew it was going to...
I'm just curious if anybody...
I
was hoping that it went nicely and people would say, okay, I see the benefits, great, let's...
It's benefits.
It's a $1.7 million bond issue or something like that.
1.3 years. Yeah. We were talking about it.
Whatever it is, it's probably 50% or 25% of what it would cost to do a new building, proportion.
So Joe said, Pulteney, they are probably going to be paying $6 million.
Yeah, so,
think about that. Like,
so it's a third.
And he was saying the current town garage is like 2,800 square feet, and that
how big
this
is
that building is like 11,000 something.
That's like 11,000.
Imagine. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Before they're done, they'll have space to rent. You know, so like, if for instance, West Haven needed to want to put, you know, some trucks or something away, I bet you there's room. There's going to be room. I bet you dollars to donate.
They'll have office space and all kinds of stuff they don't have now.
Yep.
And they won't have wet feet.
Yeah, and it won't.
And they won't have to clean up their trucks.
And there won't be salt. There won't be salt 2 feet from the castle and river.
Yeah.
Salt, big salt piles.
And it won't be in the floodway.
It won't be in the floodplain, which is...
That's floodway through there, not floodplain.
Yeah, floodway, yeah. So that,
crazy. Wow.
Yeah, and speaking of that, if we're ever going to get it, we're going to get it tomorrow and Friday and Saturday. Tomorrow afternoon, Friday, 1 to 3 inches.
And Saturday.
Yeah, oh, Saturday.
As usual.
Yes.
Of course, it rains on Saturday.
I was going to tell you that.
I know. That was what my dean was. It was someone telling me it's going to rain.
There is nothing else.
So, can I clarify? So, is the plan to everybody read this over, and if there's questions, comments?
Before. And I will get Logan to promise to have a final draft for the 21st of this month.
Okay. We should give him time.
So would everybody read it and
make sure Logan is on the email, or make sure I'm on the email to Logan would probably be the best thing. But either way, so if there are questions in grammar, it's certainly fine. Grammar. Okay. Grammar Shinkowitz. And then
I just figured there. I'll tell
no,
you.
No,
what,
no, after, no, that's fine.
No. After we adjourn.
Well, the sooner you make the motion, the sooner we'll adjourn.
Oh, I make a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Undebatable motion. You want this?
Please. You want these?